What really emerges through, particularly in the 1950s from oral history interviews, is the kind of doubleness, the double lives many men needed to live. So they would keep their work, their family and their home lives, each very separate from each other. And it's worth remembering that we're talking about a period when people very rarely lived on their own and had very little privacy. I think we've got very used now after the 1980s to having our own bedrooms, to often living alone or living as part of a couple in isolation, but that was very uncommon until relatively recently. So there's a lot of men describing in their oral history testimonies how their nervousness about living in bedsits and who might overhear and nosy landladies and getting evicted and so on. So there was a kind of sense of a kind of constant level of stress. However much they're also nostalgic about their youth and about the fun they were having, there's also a constant concern about who might hear or see or report them. And you get some great tales of men giving piggybacks to their partners down hallways so that the landlady will only hear one set of footsteps. And in fact, men and women were very inventive in establishing and sustaining net. In most of the big cities, there was some kind of there were pubs and private members clubs and so on that men could join and women could join and have a kind of social life as well as a sexual life around their sexuality.